Good morning. So, I was wondering whether any of the children knew why Tuesday is going to be a special day this week. What's so special about Tuesday? Yeah? Do you know? Oh, that's a very special day. It's going to be doubly special. Why is it going to be doubly special? Anybody know? Or can any of the adults help? Oh, yeah, do you know? It is! It's going to be Valentine's Day! And so, it's coming up to that time of year. For some of you, you might be looking forward to, you know, a nice trip to the cinema or candlelit dinner or something like that. Others of us might be looking forward to a big tub of Ben and Jerry's, but either way, it's fine. And at this time of year, we need to get our fix of a bit of sloppy romantic stuff. So, I've got a little video. It's an advert from a couple of years ago, so a lot of you have probably seen it before, but I thought it could be fun for us to watch this morning. So if we could play that would be great.
Girl on the platform smiled. The boy thought that's the best smile he's seen for a while. She must have been about 26, 28. And her skin looked really, really, really great. She wasn't natural blonde. She wasn't a natural blonde, but that's what made him fond of her. She was off to Hull, Leeds, Wigan? Off to Wigan, the home of pies, with her beautiful beguiling eyes. And she looked at the boy with the fancy pants words, and she began to dance. She began to dance, oh, she began to dance. Girl on the platform smiled. Boy thought that was the best smile he's seen for a while.
We make these moments happen every day. Start your love story at match.com.
So just as a little side note, I've funnily enough spent quite a lot of time stood on train platforms with either a ukulele and or a book, and that never happens, just to put that one out there. But anyway, the TV advert's sort of slogan was Start Your Love Story, and it can remind us a bit of what Andy Avery was talking to us about in the last All Age service, which was how as humans we just seem to gravitate towards stories. We love a good story. And especially at this time of year, and in light of today's theme, we love a good love story too. So, if we could pop the presentation-y thing back up, that would be great, thank you. So we love a good story, and you can see them all throughout literature, throughout history, across different cultures. They're everywhere, in every song and all sorts like that. So, here we go. There are some famous ones. We've got things like in literature, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, or Elizabeth and Darcy. We have real life love stories, which are always quite exciting, like Kate and William, and even love stories between dogs, like Lady and the Tramp. They're everywhere in every song. I don't think Taylor Swift could write an album without them. But it's not just romantic love stories that are all around us. So we also have love stories between parents and their children, or between brothers and sisters. Friends, like good friendships and love between friends, even people and their pets. So maybe some of the children will recognise some of the faces up there. But yeah, love stories are all over the place. And, you know, it may not be the first thing we think of when we think of the Bible, but actually, the Bible is full to the brim with love stories, and in itself is really one great big love story. So that we've got this like epic meta-narrative of God's love for us. And it's like a great, great big story. So we've got how God created the world, and then he created people, and then God's people did wrong stuff and turned away from him, and then God forgave them, and then God's people did wrong stuff again and turned away from him, and eventually it goes on and on until God sent Jesus, his one and only son, to be our very special friend and to die for us and rise again so that we could be saved once and for all. So that's a pretty great big love story. There are also stories between people and other people, so like Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. And life for Ruth and Naomi had gone really, really wrong, and it wasn't great, but even through it all, they stuck by each other and really loved each other. We have stories like Esther, who had a really great big love for her people as a queen, and she took lots of risks for them because she loved them so much. What else have we got? We've got one of my favourites, Mary and Joseph, Jesus's earthly parents. And when Mary said that she was going to have the baby Jesus, most of the world rejected her and said, "Oh no, no, you should leave her. You shouldn't stay with her anymore." But Joseph said, "No." He said he's going to trust her and love her anyway. We also have love stories in the Bible of when people have loved the wrong things and loved them a bit too much. So, like the rich young fool who loved money, and that got in the way of his love for God, and it ended up getting him in a bit of a nasty mess. There are kings and leaders and Pharisees who loved rules and power too much, and again, that got them in a bit of a mess as well. So the Bible is full of all sorts of different kinds of love, and I've sort of rattled through a lot of different ones there, but I'd really recommend, if there are any stories that I've mentioned that you don't know, get stuck into the Bible and find them and read them. It's jam-packed. But unfortunately, we've not got all day, so we can't go through them all today. But we're going to have a look at one of those types of love, and that is God's love for us. And for me, that is one of the trickiest ones, I think, to understand and fully get your head around, because it is just so, so huge. I think you children are often a lot better at approaching this than us adults are, because we have a habit of overthinking things and overcomplicating things, when actually it would be much better to be able to just say, yes, God loves me and I love God. It's simple. And that's one of those things that I know in my head. I know that God loves me in my head, and maybe my heart knows it a little bit as well. But I don't really know the half of it. And it's quite overwhelming, because it's so amazingly big and tricky to understand. So when we look in the Bible, we read that in Genesis 1, that God created mankind in his own image. So the fact that God created us in the first place, and then the fact that he chose to make us like him, is just so incredible, and it shows us how much he loves us. And then in the New Testament, we come across this verse, a very famous one, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life." And it's one of the few verses, actually, that I can recite in my, I know it off by heart. And so I obviously know it in my head, but when I really think about it, and if I really let it sort of trickle down into my heart, it's like, whoa, that's crazy that God who back in Genesis has just created the universe, sent his Son to die for us. That's just amazing, isn't it? And so, say we've just about got our head around that, we then get to the passage in 1 John 4, and that starts to then tell us that God is love. So not only does he love us absolutely loathes, he actually is love. So how does that work? And it all just gets very confusing, but very wonderful, but very confusing. Now, in school or at work or at home or wherever, if you're faced with quite a massive, massive thing, the best way to sort of deal with it is often to break it down into little chunks. And so similarly, I'd like to encourage us to start to look out for God's love in our lives, but in the little things, in the little chunks. So maybe one day someone will say something really nice to you or something really encouraging, and then you can think, oh, do you know what? That reminds me that God loves me. Maybe it'll be you'll wake up in the morning to the sunshine or the rain, or you'll be on a walk and see something nice in nature, and you think, oh, that reminds me God really loves me. It could be anything. It could be all sorts of different things. So the other week, I was feeling a bit down. There was nothing major. I wasn't ill or anything like that. I was just feeling a little bit rubbish. And I came home one day and saw a parcel for me. And that's always quite exciting. I wasn't expecting a parcel, and I was looking at the handwriting. I didn't know whose it was. And so I opened it up, and it was from a lady called Kat. And it was full of really lovely little notes and chocolate bars and encouraging letters and all sorts of really nice encouraging things. Now, I met Kat a few weekends, or maybe a few months ago, actually, when I was away for the weekend with the Proctors. And she lives quite far away from here, and I hadn't seen her since. So she didn't know that I'd been having a bit of a rough week. And she didn't know that I was feeling a bit down. But still, she'd written in this card, God put you on my heart to bless and encourage. Praying this small pack encourages you. So for me, that was amazing because God was saying to me, Meg, I've not forgotten you, and I know that you know in your head that I love you, but I don't want you to forget it in your heart. So let's try this week and in the weeks to come to look out for little things like that. And they could be really, really tiny or feel really tiny, but look out for them, little things that show God's love in the little details of daily life. And then like a jigsaw, maybe as we start to build together all these little bits and pieces, we'll start to see God's bigger picture and God's bigger love, and we'll start to understand it in like, understand fully how much God loves us. So with all the little chapters and all the little pages, when we start to put them together, we might get closer to reading and fully understanding God's great big love story for us. So we're going to have a little break in a minute, and there'll be a craft down here on the table for the children. And also this week, if any of the adults want to do it too, then please feel free, because it's going to be a little bit different this week. Rather than having a craft that we take home each, we're going to try and make something all together. So there are 16 pieces like this, and I need you guys to decorate these pieces. We've got lots of tissue paper and bits and bobs to decorate them with. And on these jigsaw pieces, it would be great if you could think of some examples of God's love for you in the little things in your life. So like some of the things I just mentioned, or anything else you can think of, and write them on the jigsaw pieces. And then we'll take them away and fit them all together, and it should join together and show us God's great big love story. Okay? So we're going to have a little break. If you're new to HBC or don't know it here, welcome. And there'll be tea and coffee up at the back. Help yourself, and please chat to us. We'd love to get to know you. Come do the craft, and we'll join together in about 15, 20 minutes. If parents or grown-ups or whoever's brought your children today could come and supervise as well, and just give us a couple of minutes to clear away the colouring stuff and put out the craft, that would be great. Thank you.